This is a HeadGum Podcast.
We've all been there, rummaging through pipes, dodging man-eating Venus flytraps, grabbing coins, fighting hammer-slinging turtles, and stumbling upon polka-dotted mushrooms, eating them, turning into giants, and going on full-blown rampages.
Relatable.
Huh? Wait, what? Huh?
Super Mario. He eats the mushroom, he gets big and strong.
He eats the mushroom, he gets big and strong. Yes.
Schedule 35 is kind of like the Super Mario mushroom, but for your mind.
Okay.
Schedule 35 will send you precisely measured microdoses of psilocybin that you can take daily to enhance your day without seeing, well, man-eating Venus flytraps.
Oh, okay. There is an emerging movement around psilocybin, and it's proven to help with mental health, PTSD, anxiety, and depression. And studies have shown that psilocybin works by creating new neural networks in the brain, which help boost focus, creativity, mood enhancement, and help fight addiction.
I've had friends with PTSD who have used psilocybin and said it completely changed their life. Pretty cool.
And Schedule 35 ships all across Canada and the U.S. and is the most notable brand currently operating in the space. All products come with guides that make microdosing easy to understand.
All customers will need to be age verified, 19 plus in Canada and 21 plus in the U.S. They will receive an invite code.
Oh, so I probably have to prove my age. Let me get out my...
Adel, you're 60.
Driver's license. Okay, fair enough. For all of our products and to get an invite code, visit www.schedule35.co. Our goal is to destigmatize and re-educate on the science and real-world benefits of psilocybin, as well as making it accessible for everyone. Because mentally, sometimes I'm like, you know, the princess is in another castle, and I can't deal with that. I need something.
Amen, Mario. Aaron, how do you say it? Is it Mario or Mario?
Marry me.
Oh, okay. Aaron, no.
Something's on the right. So get 15% off with code RIDDLE at schedule35.co. That's 15% off at schedule35.co. And use code RIDDLE.
And when you use Schedule 35, you're a gonna win. Right?
Yeah, that's right. From that thing.
You're gonna win? Yeah.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being
Hi, Adel and JPC. Thanks for meeting me on the side of the road here. My tire popped or something, and I gotta change it. I didn't want to.
Oh, so you know how, you just don't want to.
Okay, yeah. So this is why I got a text that says, I'm Pegnart.
Yeah.
JPC, please help. Pegnart. I'm Pegnart. You're not Pegnart. You're telling me you're not Pegnart.
Because we were excited to be uncles.
I could be Pegnart, but I'm not. I'm not, though.
Well, everybody could be Pegnart, but I'm not.
Pegnart.
So I'm going to go to Chipotle, and I'll be back in an hour, and maybe the car will be fixed.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And what do you, can you grab us some Chipotle as a thank you?
I'm too far away.
Well, we can hear you.
Does that matter? Does it matter that we... Okay, well, I don't know. How are we going to fix this tire? All I brought was a bunch of baby onesies.
Okay, and I brought baby oil, so let's combine those, and now we have some
wet
oily baby onesies. Wait, wet onesies. What? Oh, JBC, new show without Aaron. It's a talk show. You know Hot Ones, where people eat like hot wings? We have wet ones.
It's that, but we eat baby onesies covered in oil.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, and we make celebrities do it, too. And it kind of throws them off their game, and they say things they wouldn't normally say because they have a mouth and throat full of wet onesie.
Okay, cool. So let's get on the line right now. We have about an hour till Erin gets back, and then she blows this whole thing up. Yes. So I'll just call every celebrity in my phone. You call every celebrity in your phone, okay?
Yep, somebody already answered. Hello, Joe Pesci?
Hey, it's me, Joe.
Oh, my gosh. JPC. JPC, I cracked something wide open. JPC.
I never expected Aaron to help with this at all.
There's two Joe Pesci's. I cracked the code.
Too many Pesci's.
You called the two Joe Pesci's. Hey.
Pesci. Three Pesci's.
We have a band called the Joe Pesci Mood.
Okay. Okay.
Do you think I'm funny like a clown? Like there's three of me in this car? Yeah, da-da-da-da-da.
I never in a million years did I expect Erin to just help out and be like, she had a look on her face like, good, you dug your own grave, boys. Like, have fun.
That's just my resting face is the you dug your own grave, boys face.
So do we want to, okay, if we're looking for a spinoff, do we want to go with Wet Ones or Three Pesci's?
Huh. Oh, motherfuck. Wet Ones or Three Pesci's? Wet Ones or Three Pesci's?
Now, Three Pesci's has legs, six of them. Mm-hmm. Wet Ones has clearly an established concept that works, a la Hot Ones.
Here's what we do. The first episode of Wet Ones, it's three Joe Pesci's eating wet baby onesies.
Oh, JPC, you magnificent bastard.
Yeah.
You
That's the
it.
Pilot. We That's call up Jake and Amir. We say, have we got the show for you?
Guys, I hate to be the downer here, but I think this might be a bad idea.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Jake and Amir, we have an idea. It's three Joe Pesci's eating wet baby onesies. Hello? Hello?
They hang up on us so quick these days.
Yeah, the minute we say it's blank from Hey, Riddle, Riddle, click. Okay, so the three of us just recently got back from San Francisco.
Correct.
How was our trip? How was our time? We had a lot of fun.
I got to say, best live show we've ever done.
I would say worst I've ever felt at a live show.
I would say coldest and hungriest I ever been at a live show. No, we had Janet, which is always an absolute treat and a half. She's the best. Mm-hmm. She's the best.
She is the absolute best. We got to spend a lot of time with Janet and Brandon. Just a wonderful time. Wonderful humans. Very good time. And we had Arnie Niekamp join the live show for a quick bit before he had to race off to dinner plans.
Did you guys have a favorite experience from your time in San Francisco? Was there something that you did that you were like, you know what, this was my favorite thing that I got to do while I was there?
Interesting.
I guess I'll go first.
Yes, please.
Something ready. I mean, don't bring it up if you're not going to have something ready.
Okay.
No, there was a time where I got a lot of walking done in the city of San Francisco, very good walking city, and I was passing a restaurant that I passed that was completely empty, which is not a good sign for a restaurant. When you pass a restaurant that's completely empty, maybe not the one that you want to go to, but I just said, I looked at the sign and I doubled back and I said, nope, that's the one for me. And it was called Tadka, and then the sign said, Indian Restaurant Pizza Sports Bar.
And you sent me a picture, and I thought for a minute you had Photoshopped that, and then I was like, nope, that's a real place.
And I said, what could Indian Restaurant Pizza Sports Bar possibly be? So I had to walk in there and eat that. And I got to say, great meal. I had a fantastic meal at that empty place. And while I was there, it was empty the whole time. There were like four different people that came up to pick up pizza from there. So I was like, and I didn't get pizza. I got some like, what did I get? It was like a tiki masala. What's the Indian cheese
paneer
called? Paneer. And it was great. But I also ordered garlic naan, as I do whenever I get Indian food, because I fucking love garlic naan. And they gave me just an individual pizza crust, like a pizza dough, that had like kind of like garlic on top of it. But it was really just I had like a little empty pizza with my meal. And I was like, maybe that's why it's a pizza sports bar.
Were there sports playing in the bar?
I got to say, not really. There were two TVs, but one of them was not playing sports, and the other one, it must have been playing like ESPN or something that had intermittent like sports on it.
Oh, intermittens.
Yes.
You mean sport. Badminton. You're trying
it was
to say badminton.
Wait, earlier, did you say two TVs? Because there's three Pesci's.
Three.
Hello, Pesci. Anyway, if you're, this is a shout out to that.
Each one starts with three, one starts with Pesci's, and one starts with hello.
Indian restaurant, pizza, sports bar. If you're ever there in San Francisco, I highly recommend it. What about you guys? Do you have any other classic San Francisco experiences?
JPC, very quickly, I do have to say, the next, if we get invited back to Sketchfest, which I hope we do, I have to insist that the three of us go to that place and have a meal.
I'll go back to Tadka. I mean, you don't have to pull my leg to fucking get me to an Indian food restaurant. I'll go to any of them.
I want to pull your leg. I would say I always love trying new food in a city, and I feel like every single place I went to I hadn't been to before. I had some really good ramen, some really great.
That's nice.
I don't know, Erin, what would you call Friday night? We went to a place called Octavia, which I guess would be like Italian modern.
Yeah,
cuisine was delicious.
That was my highlight, was that meal we had on Friday night. It was
so good.
Delicious.
And then I did go back to one place I'd been before, which is Smuggler's Cove, one of my favorite tiki bars. Friday night, Gemma and myself went with Aaron and Sean. And my highlight happened in the basement of Smuggler's Cove, which was for 25 minutes as we were waiting for our drinks to be made. Gemma and Sean were upstairs saving seats, and Aaron proceeded to tell me in a crowded bar her entire experience of watching, being an audience member in the Beauty and the Beast live on Disney recording recently. And
wow.
It was much like Disney roller coasters. It was a fucking ride. It was one of the better times I've had in my life.
Best day of my life.
Really enjoy hearing all the details and stories. And I would kill to be in the audience for a next recording of one of those specials.
Now, is this something that is going to come out like on like Disney Plus or something, Aaron?
Okay. Right before Christmas on Disney Plus, but they recorded a few weeks in advance because there's lots of moving parts. So sure. I wasn't there for the whole thing because they recorded it across a few days, but I was there for like 4 or 5 different musical numbers, and it was the best day of my life. And
wow.
I left that day the biggest Josh Groban fan.
Mm-hmm.
So Josh Groban, if you're hearing this, I'm a big fan.
And he is. We know he's going to hear it.
I could not believe how good of a singing voice he. I mean, I knew he's Josh Groban. He's a great singing voice, but he did it live, and he had to keep starting at random parts of the song, and he was so funny. I got to tell you, big Groban fan over here.
He's a consummate professional.
Yeah,
that's a little bit of a letdown. They don't just say like do the whole performance, and then we'll cut it up into like the good chunks. They're like stopping and starting and stuff.
Well, they had to stop and start because the dancers in that number, their costumes kept breaking because it was like a super elaborate, you'll see when you watch it, dance number where they,
in my vision, all the costumes are made of graham cracker and I won't have it in the art of a. I'm trying to build in the beast and this graham cracker keep it breaking.
Whatever you say, Walt Disney's frozen head.
Attached to each other in fabric, all 5 of them. And so that it kept like breaking, the fabric kept like pulling off and breaking, and it was like a whole thing. So Sweet Groban had to keep stopping and starting different parts of the song. And I was like, this guy's a professional.
Wow.
This guy's
Groban
the
kept
real
his cool.
freaking deal. Yeah, real deal. That didn't happen in San Francisco. That happened a couple months ago. But San Francisco highlight,
Who's
I'd
talking
say.
About San Francisco?
We're
all talking about Groban, baby.
We're talking about Groban. I started the episode by singing, what's his big song? Time to Say Goodbye? No, that's Andrew Bocelli.
I just haven't grobed you yet.
Thank you.
My highlight was getting to meet people at the Magic Tavern show and after our live show.
Too. God damn it. I should have said that.
Yeah, mine too. That was it. Casey cut around this. My favorite thing was meeting the people. It's all about
mine
the people.
Was interacting with the humans.
No, definitely that and Friday night. Every time I see Adele in person now, I have the energy of a little sister whose brother just got home from college. And I need to tell you everything that's happened to me in real time since I last saw you. And Adele just sort of nods patiently and listens
Aaron,
to
every
me
time
talk
I
at
see-
him.
Every time I see Aaron, I have the energy of an older brother coming home from war whose sister keeps saying he went to college. And I say, no, Aaron, I'm coming back from war.
Yeah, well.
And I need to talk about it.
I hope you like your roommate or whatever. Anyways.
you mean my battalion?
Whatever.
A nice person named Emily gave me a gift after one of the live shows, and it was a little candle, and I just kind of put it in my bag, and then my bag got flagged at security, and they had to like go through my bag, and they were like, do you have a little bottle in here? And I was like, no, a little bottle, like what? And so they're like, well, now we have to search your bag, and she searched through my entire bag, which had like almost nothing in it, and then she pulled out the candle, and she goes, oh, this is a candle. And I go, okay, like
your technology can't distinguish,
but also. What rules is the candle breaking or the little bottle? Like, what's going on here? So I did get to keep it, and I still have my little candle.
And you said when you went through security, they also kept taking out your underwear and holding it up and going, what's this?
This looks like a stinky boy was wearing this, huh?
Because it was an 11-year-old bully girl pulling.
He pays them to do that, though, so that's a different situation.
I also watched, on the plane ride home, yes. I watched Don't Worry, Darling. Well, I didn't watch it. A person 3 rows in front of me watched Don't Worry, Darling. And I kept watching little snippets of it. Seems insane, but again... Was it watching it with sound and was it paying attention?
Well, I watched Black Adam and I'd say we probably had similar viewing experiences. yes, Emily, I think gave us all something very, very nice. And also there was a fan, I want to say her name was Laura or Lauren,
Laura.
Who made us like pet toys, which was just so cool to get some little bespoke pet toys for the cats and for the dogs. Mm-hmm. So they're not fighting like turtles and swans.
Something turtles and swans.
Something and something.
Something like that.
It was also. I just want to mention a very good bit, and then we'll get to some riddles. Everyone, calm down. Aaron and I. Well, Aaron got in whenever Thursday, maybe. But I got in Friday morning. So Aaron and I hung out all Friday night because JPC was not yet in town, and I think it was either Friday night or Saturday morning when JPC was leaving. He sent us a text that just showed the weather for Washington, D.C. and said, I'm on my way, which was very funny because 2 years ago, he missed his flight or his flight was canceled, I should say.
Yes.
You were on time to San Francisco. So this was his first time for Sketchfest.
I got on my plane and to fly out here and I wasn't like, you know, I was on my phone or whatever. And you taxied off of the gate. So we're, you know, we've left the gate, but we're just sitting there. Yeah. And then I look up and all the screens on the plane show the plane and then pointing towards Washington, D.C. And I'm like, uh-oh. And so I'm looking around because no one seems concerned with this. But I have also been not paying attention for like 25 minutes. So I'm like, maybe someone has already said something or they've already made an announcement. And then the plane starts like taxiing back to like go to the runway. All the things still say Washington, D.C. But then I also notice that the plane is like pointed towards San Francisco, not towards Washington, D.C. So I was like, well, it's too late now. Like, at this point, I'm not stopping this plane if I'm on the wrong one. And also, there's no way that you could just get on the wrong plane. Like, there's so many things have to happen where someone's not paying attention to be like, yeah, I guess, sure, whatever, get on the thing.
I love the idea of the plane pointing at San Francisco but saying D.C., and they're like, we're going to take the long way to D.C.
Once we
38-hour flight.
Once we got into the air,
we're going west.
Refreshed.
There's some headwinds on the east, so we're going to head all the way around the globe.
With a jet stream, it's faster this way. We can't explain it to you. You don't know planes. Shut the fuck up. Sit the fuck down. It's faster.
Every pilot should say that.
Shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down.
Hey, everybody, we're about to take off. You don't know planes, so shut the fuck up. If you look out the left, that's the Grand Canyon. Probably you would know the fucking difference.
This is your pilot speaking. This door's locked because of 9/11, so I can do whatever I want and no one can stop me.
Gemma has taught me the password that you say to make the pilots open the door, so I will say that password on the Patreon.
Mm-hmm. It's abracadabra.
Aaron, how did you know that?
Sorry.
Right now, all the planes' doors opened in the air.
Whoa, there's some hottie showing the genitals back here. And then all the pilots are like, oh, let me see. And then they scramble out of the cockpit.
That's horrible. There's some hotties showing their genitals back here.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Pilots are pigs.
Actually, Aaron, that would get me out of about any room. So joke's on you.
Yeah, it would make me leave a room if someone said that. Exactly. Well,
speaking of jokes on you, riddles on us. Let's go ahead and start with a riddle. There are no warm-up riddles today. I don't think there's any quick and easy ones. These are all pretty meaty. So why don't we get into it? Here's our first riddle. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A spy in Canada... Very polite spy. A spy in Canada trying to steal insider information on how to set up new maple syrup factories. Okay, this seems like a big fuck you to Canada. In their country, this spy was introduced to the operations manager of the biggest factory in Canada. However, the manager was suspicious and decided to test him with a question before he trusted him. So he asked, "What would you be sure to find in the middle of Toronto?" The spy thought fast and came up with an answer from the manager. What was his answer? So we'll say it's an American spy in Canada.
What stadium do the Raptors play in?
I want to say Poutine Palace?
Oh, yeah. I want to say gravy at McDonald's. I remember some stuff about Toronto from when I went there when I was four.
Very good time. So an American spy is in Canada trying to steal insider information on how to make a maple syrup factory.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The manager is suspicious when he talks to him. He says, What would you be sure to find in the middle of Toronto? The spy thought and came up with an answer. What was the answer?
First off, the spy thought for a minute, then said, I'm sorry, that'll buy you some time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say an O.
Yeah, that was my guess, too.
Okay, are you both sure?
I'm sorry?
Are you both sure?
I'm sorry?
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 The answer
Sorry?
Is O in the middle of Toronto. You're sure to find the letter O. I do want to see a scene.
Okay.
The two of you are Canadians, and you're both trying to enter a building at the same time, and it's just a comedy of manners.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh. So sorry. Oh. I'm Ryan Reynolds.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm
Think
Ryan
of
Reynolds.
Any other Canadian? Okay.
I'm sorry. Your name is Ryan Reynolds as well?
Yeah, sorry.
I'm the actor Ryan Reynolds from Deadpool.
Me too. I'm the actor Ryan Reynolds from Just Friend.
Oh, excuse me. Coming through. Sorry. Coming through. Apologies.
Oh, sorry, friend.
Sorry.
Who
sorry.
Are you? Sorry.
It's
who
me.
Are you?
Ryan Reynolds.
Huh.
Mm.
All right. I think I see what's going on here.
Hello.
Today's my birthday.
Hello.
And I know a lot of my friends are, they like to do pranks on me.
Ooh, sure.
One of my best friends is Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, Flirty, Flirty,
Flirty. Flirty, Flirty, Flirty.
Scene, no.
No?
Scene.
What do you mean, no? What
I'm
do we
the
do?
Canadian
do
chef.
Do?
Derpa, derpa, eat a horse.
Everyone was doing Canadian chef. Aaron.
Sorry.
Can what'd you
I
think
do?
Of any other? Celebrities from Canada?
Yeah, really? Like a million. Mike Myers,
I saw your mental gears
Will Arnett.
Okay. Seth Rogen.
Justin Bieber.
Ryan Tatiana. Reynolds.
Tatiana Maslany? How do you say her
Maslany,
name?
Maslany, I believe.
Maslany, thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Kristen Brune.
Yes, Wayne Gretzky.
Celine Dion. Did we say
Celine Dion?
Oh, I think Oprah's Canadian.
Rick Moranis,
from Chicago, close enough.
Catherine O'Hara,
Ryan Reynolds,
Eugene Levy, Dan Levy's sister. I have to assume Eugene Levy's wife's. Okay, let's go to the second riddle.
At least by marriage, at least Canadian by marriage.
Here's what I'll say: quick disclaimer. If you're a Canadian listener, we're sorry. We're
so
not
sorry.
Trying to make fun of you. We're so sorry.
Is a Canadian sorry? Is it different from
a
North Dakota, North Dakota sorry? Are they the same sorry?
Well, here's what's interesting, especially in terms of how that scene devolved, is I believe...
Wow, we're breaking it down. A peek behind the curtain. You don't often see these.
Play-by-play analysis. I believe, if you listen to Fargo is... Is it in Minnesota or is it in North Dakota? I forget. But regardless, I feel like the accent
Fargo,
is Swedish.
Fargo is in North Dakota, but the movie could be set in Minnesota.
Yeah, but I feel like it's very close. But the accent is that sort of like, oh, hello, welcome to Minnesota. That's Swedish, which is, I guess, what we were doing earlier. But it sounds similar-ish to our untrained ears to Canadian.
And I mean,
someone will know why that happened. Some
there's only a border.
Knows.
It's just a border away, right?
It's just a border away.
I'm glad we did that scene, and I'm glad we did that play-by-play on that scene, because I almost took that fucking riddle to Riddle Court, because what was that manager, what was his plan there?
I don't
to
know.
To suss out the spy, just tell him, basically the manager's plan was like, tell this guy a riddle to see if he's a spy? What the fuck are you thinking, Canadian factory manager? Fucking idiot. Makes no sense.
I thought for sure that the two of you were going to answer Tim Hortons. What are you sure to find in the middle of Toronto? A Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons here. So let's get into the next riddle here. Kevin, haven't heard that name in a while.
Okay, now we're speaking my language.
Kevin, the ship's steward, knew he had to deliver fresh coffee and a fine cup and saucer to AJ Slice, the gangster, one level up. The ship started to sway in the heavy seas. Kevin's health depended on the coffee being delivered in the porcelain cup, so he was worried. Heavy seas were no excuse to AJ, the gangster. How did Kevin solve this problem? These riddles
the
are worded so
put
oddly.
All the coffee in your mouth, walk up there, spit it all back out into the cup.
Of course,
all the
JBC.
Coffee in your butt, put it back up there, put it in the cup.
I meant butt.
Well, it's the south mouth, which is the butthole. JPC, of course you got this answer right. Kevin put the coffee in his mouth until he got to the side of AJ's room. Then Kevin spit the coffee back into the gangster's cup and served it to him.
There's so many problems with that being the right answer, because coffee, traditionally, a drink, served hot.
Very, very hot.
Cannot put a bunch of hot coffee in your mouth.
That and revenge.
Thank you. Is that really the answer?
That is really the answer. And here's what I'll say. I don't know if we've ever gone this quickly 2-for-2 in riddles where there hasn't been a single wrong answer yet.
Okay, well, here's my problem. I wanted that to be the wrong answer. I wanted that to be a silly joke answer. And now I'm upset that my silly joke was actually right.
I do want to see a seed.
Okay.
JPC, you are eating alone at a, this isn't the place in San Francisco, but you're eating alone at a restaurant. Aaron, you are a waiter at this restaurant.
Okay.
And they happen, at this restaurant, they happen to serve food in an unusual manner. Perhaps, wink, wink, you know what I'm talking about.
Great.
And let's see that scene.
Sir, sorry for the delay.
Oh, no worries.
I have your rosé. So just open up.
I'm sorry. What?
I'm going to mama bird it into your mouth.
No.
I just drank your rosé and I will. I can do the thing. What's his name?
No.
David Blaine? The David Blaine liquid thing.
No. I'm sorry. I'm having a strong reaction. Just a glass of rosé for me.
Yes. I did have a glass of rosé.
I see it there on the tray.
Yep. So I would really rather not be drunk. I'm obviously at work, sir. So the longer it's inside me, the more I get tipsy.
It's currently inside you right now?
Yeah, just if you open up, I'm going to...
Where?
Wherever David Blaine keeps the water for his act. I don't know.
Huh? You don't know where
it comes,
is?
Here it comes.
Okay,
I want
to see where it's... I want to see. No, I don't want it, but I want to see where it comes out
Okay, where do I put it then?
Put it in the glass.
Does your wife want it?
My wife died 100 years ago.
Okay, all right. I'll put it in the glass, I guess.
Jeremy, why did you say that?
Your glass of rosé, weirdo. I mean, sir.
Okay, well, this is a good time for me to say I didn't order this. I think that's for that table over there. With the man and his wife.
Oh,
I believe
sir, I'm so sorry.
Jeremy.
I'm so sorry.
I ordered the cheeseburger.
Wherever David Blade keeps his water, I want to say his bladder? Outstanding.
David Blaine keep his water?
Up his sleeveys.
Up his sleeveys. Aaron, I was honestly going to say up his sleeveys.
No, you weren't.
I truly was.
Two peas in a pod.
Three Joe Pesci's in a pod.
I can't remember what happened, but Adel and I were walking around together in San Francisco moments after we had been reunited, and we both made the same joke about something, and we said, uh-oh, this is why we can't be around each other.
Gemma, so we were in this dog park, which is at the top of the steepest hill I've ever walked up.
Yeah, it was very steep.
It's the only park I've seen where you could slide out of it. Like, you could just slide off
the park.
You could literally slide off the park. And Gemma noticed a woman walking with her dog, and she said, that dog has... The woman was wearing, like, a beanie.
Yes.
And all Gemma said was, aw... Look at those ears. Those are the cutest, floppiest ears I've ever seen. And JPC at the same time said, how can you tell she's wearing a hat? And then we cackled because we're like, oh, we're on the same page. Fantastic. Because we're 2 for 2 with no wrong answers, let's push our luck. Let's go for number 3.
I'm giggling, but I just wouldn't have made that joke.
What would you have said?
I've been untouchable. I would have said.
What would you have said?
I probably would have said nothing.
You would have had said nothing when you could have said a joke? What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. I go to therapy. I'm doing okay.
So, Aaron, correct me if you're wrong. not everything out of your mouth is a joke like JPC and I?
No. You can be like a normal person who just sort of experiences life without having to...
Ugh.
Wait, is my rosé ready? Is that what you're doing?
I find the experience of life is sullied with a joke. Nothing takes me out of life than a little joke. A little laughter, that hurts my soul.
Let's go on to the next riddle here. A woman wants to enter an exclusive club, but she doesn't know the password. A man walks up to the door, and the doorman says 12. The man immediately says 6 and is let in. Another man walks up to the door, and the doorman says 6. The man immediately says 3 and is let in. Thinking she's figured out what's going on, the woman walks up to the door, and the doorman says 10. She says 5 and is not let in. What should she have said? So when the doorman says 12, the person said 6 and got in. When the doorman said 6, the person said 3 and was let in. When the doorman said 10, she said 5 and was not let in.
12 and question. 6. No, it's not. It's not. Well, no, it's not really a math question.
Not really.
I would say.
Not really.
What was her? Hers was 10, right?
She was told 10 and she said 5 and that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But 12, the correct answer to 12 is 6. The correct answer to 6 is 3. So what is the correct answer to 10 if 5 is not?
The correct answer to 6. Oh, the correct answer to 6 is 3.
Okay, we're correct. Do we know why we're correct?
Well, yeah, my gut was telling me that this was a clock related. But 12 to 6 is straight down and 6 to 3 is at like that's like an angle, right? That's not the same thing.
Yeah, that's nothing. That would be a what, 45 degree angle?
Yeah, 45? No, 90, right? 90. I guess it would be a 90 degree angle.
Whoops.
Okay, don't jump down our throat, you angle files.
You up?
I know we got a lot of angle files. Hey, by the way, angle files, get ready for the Patreon this week.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Oh, right.
But 10 to 5.
So,
huh?
JPC, you got the correct answer. How did you get that? Do you know, or you were just guessing?
Why is that true?
That's what I'm asking. Is JPC, you said 3. That is the correct answer. If somebody says 10 and you say 3, you are let in the club. Do you know why? Or
is it because it's a clock? Like, that's...
It is not. It is not
okay,
a clock.
Okay, okay. Wait, but also, I don't think I said that. Did I say 10? I said 12 to 6, and then I said 6 to 3, but it's also 10 to 3.
Oh, I thought you said 3. I thought you said the correct answer was 3. My bad.
Well, 6 to 3 is the second one, right?
6 to 3 is the second one.
And so the last one is 10 to 3. And no, I don't know why that works.
Right,
I forget why that works.
I misheard you, I guess. So why is the code... We'll stick with this. The answer to 10 is 3. Why is that the correct answer? And I will say, at this point, there are numbers involved, but it is no longer about math or numbers.
Oh, okay. So here's the thing. So the first person walks up, the guy says 12, and that person, who is a 6, says 6.
Exactly.
And the guy goes, correct, because 12 minus what you are, a 6, is 6. The second person walks up, and the guy goes, 6. And this person, being a 3, is like, that's fair. And he says, 3, and he goes, correct. You are a 3.
The bouncer holds up a mirror, and you have to self-rate yourself. And if you're too high or low.
The third person walks in. They're a stone cold fucking 7. The bouncer says 10, and that person, thinking less of themselves, says 5. And the bouncer goes, honey, no, 3, and then opens it up and lets them in.
I do want to see a scene. I'm going to be the bouncer or doorman at a secret underground club. The two of you have heard about this club. You've never been, but your friends said to check it out. They didn't tell you there was a password, so we're just going to try and figure out if you two can get in.
Whoa. What's the password?
Let us in?
No. Jeremy told us the password. Let me go through my text real quick.
Do you know Jeremy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Jer?
Jer-Bear?
He's the owner.
Oh, Jer Bear?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah. No? Okay.
Huh.
Does not matter. Kumquat, Mississippi. Sorry, trying to remember my password to my phone.
We
got
it. It's not let us entertain you. It's not Kumquat, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Did Jeremy not tell you the password?
He did, and I didn't. He wrote it down, and it's like, I think he said it phonetically, too, so I'm having trouble just straight searching it.
Excuse me, Bondongle, pop. Right this way, sir.
Bong dongle, ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
No. It changes every time.
It changes every time. Good, because I could not have remembered what that was.
Try your birthday.
Wait, what did you say?
Try your birthday.
Come right this way, ma'am.
We're together. What? My asshole.
You're together. Like you're dating?
No, we're brother and sister.
Oh, like you're dating?
Well, no. I mean, we're both dating, but not each other.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So it's just step behind the velvet rope until you come up with the password?
No.
What was that?
Well, what I said was,
Oh, so close.
So close, was it?
One word off. Now it's changed.
Okay.
I'm having so much fun in here!
Ma'am, can you shut the door, please?
Oh, sorry!
So cold in there. Why not, is it cold air?
We're not heating the whole neighborhood.
Come rushing out. Hey, okay.
Wait, did you just say come rushing out?
I think I did, yeah.
And where would come rushing out of?
The bathroom?
That's right, right this way.
Yay!
Scene.
Nice.
We need to take a break, but before we do, we need to hear why 12 was 6, 6 was 3, and 10 was 3. I think 6 and 10 being 3 is the best way to look at this. Obviously, 12 equaling 6 is helpful, but 6 being 3 and 10 being 3 is the real key to unlocking this map.
And it's not a clock.
Oh, it's how many letters. Clock. It's how many letters are in the word.
In the word.
Bingo, bango, ha-ta-ta. If you say 12, there's 6 letters in 12. If you say 3, if you say 6, there's 3 letters in 6. And if you say 10, there's 3 letters in 10. The code is the number of letters in the number the doorman says. That's kind of fun.
Well, wait, what if he had said 7?
Yeah, that would be 5.
Oh, well, I guess I get in then.
We'll be right back.
Adel, JPC, I am a mind reader now. I can read your mind and predict things about you.
Prove it. What am I thinking about right now?
French fries.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right.
Great. Now I'm thinking about French fries.
It seems like I bet that you two have subscriptions you've forgotten about. I bet you've signed up for free trials of things and forgotten to go back and cancel, or just forget that you have subscriptions to streaming services that you're no longer using. Is that correct?
Oof, we did just on the way over here sign up for frenchfries.com.
Yeah, it's like a monthly. Mm-hmm. They send you French fries in the mail from all over the France.
All over the France.
Well, don't fear. You can now use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And I'll tell you a little secret about me. I've been using Rocket Money way before they became a sponsor of the show.
Wait, now I'm reading Aaron's mind. Aaron, are you thinking that Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features?
How did you do that? I'm the mind reader.
Okay, I'm going to put my stuff in Rocket Money and just going to go over some of the... Okay, so it can show me all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, it can help me cancel it in a few taps. Let's see, what do I have here? Freshfreets.com, Frenchfries.com, OnlineFriesNow.com... OrderMyFries.com.
WaffleTaters.org.
Rate My Salt. What could that be? Oh, it's a French fry website. Okay, cool.
While JPC is reading these, I will tell you that Rocket Money can even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. It's like having a personal assistant. It's amazing.
And I don't want to deal with customer service because... all of these services I'm using are French. And that's all I'll say. That's all I'll say about that. But if we've ever dealt with French customer service before, I just all say.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. RIDDLE. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
Well, Aaron, you saved me some money. Should we all go get some fries?
You read my mind.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, Adel and JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're
great.
Both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe. And I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for, you know, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay. So I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric
goo. Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
Huh, it's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace. Ooh. It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a medical phenomenon, and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on. We're going to be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy, where you had to drive to an office, never really worked well for me. Like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like up like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume. And they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry. I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adil is stuck in a full body cat costume. And that includes fabric over the ears. And I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds. And it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life. And they are so good and smooth. And the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adel wanted was 8 hours of playtime, and now he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No. Remember, there's like noise isolation, and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, GPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adel is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyway, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back to school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site-wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like the cat costume
is 20% back on.
Yes, he's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel.
Hello.
I'm funny how.
We're 3 Joe Pesci's and welcome back to the Pesci podcast.
Yeah. Are you looking at us though? Don't look at us. It's a podcast.
Did you fuck my wife?
I think this is.
But it's my wife too.
It's our wife. Did you fuck our wife?
This is the exact same group of characters that came in the one time I accidentally said bad news gang on the podcast.
Did you say bay and news gang?
No, I didn't.
Bad news gang, hey, what's a ruffian like you doing in a neighborhood like this?
We're bad news how? How are we bad news to you? Are you having fun? You're laughing at us because we're bad news?
Because we're bad. Hey, the...
Guys. No.
The Prime Minister of New Zealand resigned. How's that for bad news?
Bad news.
If you're in New Zealand, it's probably bad news. Get out. Just get out of here.
Our fingers, our toes.
You're muffling
my feathers with
Sorry
birds.
Sorry about that, guys. I fucked up and I said it, and I will not make that mistake again.
Why did you say that? Don't say that.
We never call shit back on this show.
Yes, we do. Like, stuff like bad news gang, or like...
Well,
get out!
Okay,
bye-bye.
We're still getting paid.
I love you.
Aww. They love us.
Wow, GPC, they love us.
Something changed.
They love us.
The bad news gang loves us.
Well.
Oh, no way. Who said okay, get out of here.
We love you.
We still love you.
Love you. Check your pockets.
Check your pockets.
Oh, chocolate syrup. Why? Inside my pocket? How?
I owe you one massage. That's actually pretty good.
Not bad, yeah.
Not bad. How about we get on over to another riddle?
Yes, please.
Okay. We're 2 for 3, which isn't half bad. I mean, we figured out the last one, but it took a little bit.
Yeah, it's 60% good.
A sailboat is in a lot of trouble during a wild storm. That's a weird way to phrase that.
Wow,
One of the passengers goes below deck, finds an electric drill, and starts drilling holes in the bottom of the boat. Why? Sailboat
they
is in a lot of trouble during a wild storm.
Insane. They want the boat to crash.
And you think drilling a hole in a boat on the waters would crash the boat?
Yeah, one of its crashes, another its pleasure. Does it help? Does the drilling holes in the bottom of the boat help, or do they just do this thing because no one knows why?
It does. It helps with a certain situation.
Got it.
But maybe not the situation you would think. Maybe a situation that's
you'd have to read between the lines about. Hmm. Or maybe even conjure it out of thin air because it's not in the lines. A sailboat is in a lot of trouble during a wild storm. So yes. Here, maybe it's in this line. A sailboat is in a lot of trouble during a wild storm. Perhaps the trouble isn't the storm. Maybe it's something else. One of the passengers goes below deck, finds an electric drill, which all boats legally have to have, and starts drilling holes into the bottom of the boat. We need to know why that passenger did that.
There's someone stuck under the boat. The boat was caught smoking by his parents, and that's why he was in trouble.
Nobody move.
These are air holes. They're drilling air holes.
Yeah.
Because the boat has the boat capsized? And no.
There's nothing in the rules that says holes can't play basketball, air hole.
That's actually a great answer, is the boat capsized.
But also, I don't know why you would drill holes into the top of the boat, which is the bottom of the boat, if it has capsized, right?
I do want to see a scene. JPC, you're a boat, and Aaron is your mom, and she's just caught you smoking.
Open the door. Tug, open the boat. Open the door.
Port side or starboard?
Tug. I can smell the smoke. I can see the smoke. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. All the hatches are battened down, so I don't know. There's too much rigging in front of the doors to open.
Tug, people trust you to run smoothly, and you're smoking?
No.
Smoke the whole pack. Smoke the whole pack in front of me right now.
Okay, Mom, I'm a boat. I can smoke a whole pack. It's not going to be
right,
a big problem.
All right, then do it.
Okay, then I will.
Then do it.
Ooh, yeah. That's silky menthol right into my lungs.
I bet you feel pretty satisfied.
Oh,
bet you don't want any more, though.
No, I definitely do. I cannot get enough of this stuff. God.
You know what? I'm going to go get your dad and tell him that you've been smoking. Let's see what he says about that.
This is being a boat. Ooh, yeah.
Hey, kiddo. I'm coming in.
Okay. All aboard.
Can you turn on the lighthouse? Can you turn on the lighthouse? Sorry, the house light?
Yeah, absolutely. Here you are. And lights on.
All right, let me just whip my anchor out and toss that down on the
floor. Oh, Dad! Ow! Damn it! You breached me.
You know to move your foot.
You can't breach a kid.
It didn't hurt that bad.
I'm calling Boat Protective Services.
No, you're not. Stop.
I am.
Deborah, I can't deal with this. Deborah?
No. Cruz,
I told you I didn't want to make a boat. I told you I didn't want to make a boat. I said,
baby, you don't
need
it.
They're too much money, and they cost so much to repair. You have to dock them.
Don't say this in front of him. Don't
you know
the best part of having a boat is selling your boat. Don't say that in front of him.
I don't give a ship. I let him say it. It
doesn't
language.
Say that in our house.
Language, mister.
What is happening to my boys? Why are we fighting?
Scene.
Outstanding. And thank God we didn't say something like, what was it? Dad Blues Gang?
Well.
No, get him out.
Well, since my baby left me.
This is a new gang. This is the Dad Blues Gang. The Dad Blues Gang.
Yeah, it's a bunch of dads who have a blues group.
Oh, man. The dad dream right there is to have a little blues group.
Well, our dads, of course, are Dan Aykroyd and I want to say Jim Belushi nowadays, John Goodman. So why was this passenger drilling holes in the bottom of the boat? Aaron, it is not because someone was trapped under the boat.
Is this one of these like boats in a bottle or something? And it's like a model boat?
It is not a police song.
Trying to drain the water out.
No. I mean, I'm sure once they drilled, water would start to burst through at some point. But no, that wasn't the...
The boat is full of water. They've crashed on an island, and they are trying to get the sand all wet. So they are drilling holes in the bottom of the boat just to have wet sand.
Wet sandy?
Ah, damn it.
Okay, so right JBC, this is along the lines of like something you would do. This is kind of chaotic.
Okay. Is this like an Amelia Bedelia thing where it's like she heard wrong and she's like, I drill the hole. I don't know what the fuck. You know what Amelia Bedelia does. You know her shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, similar to Amelia Bederhart, who famously was in Bermuda.
Don't.
Bermuda. So let's take the line. A sailboat is in a lot of trouble during a wild storm. So if the trouble is not the storm, what else could be trouble on a ship?
A fight.
Mutiny.
Yeah.
Mutiny.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
if there's a mutiny and people are panicking, why would someone start to drill holes in the bottom of the boat?
Hey, because there can't be two problems at once. So it's like, why don't we all work together to solve the problem right. of why I just fucked us with the holes in the boat?
Honestly,
they're trying to capsize it.
Yeah, basically that's the answer. I'll read it as it's listed here. Panicked passengers, tried to say that once. Panicked passengers, not confident in their captain, were trying to take control of the bridge. This passenger, by drilling holes, distracted the mutineering passengers, allowing the captain to secure control. So basically, it's that you can't have two problems at once. They were going to overthrow and kill the captain. Somebody was like, hey, look, I'm drilling holes. And they all went, wait, stop that guy. And then the captain was able to, what is this podcast anymore?
What the fuck is going on with that one? So they killed that guy. That guy died.
I do want to see a scene.
He's saving the captain? What is their relationship?
I want to see a scene.
Oh, go ahead, please.
I've seen too many scenes. Where Adel, you are a captain of a ship, and JPC, you're trying to start a mutiny, but once the captain doesn't care, you notice the captain doesn't care if you start a mutiny, so you sort of are trying to backtrack on it.
I say that we head north, and by capturing the wind in our sails, we shall arrive at Treasure Island within 4 days.
North? That makes no sense. No, look, you know what? I think everybody agrees heading north is a bad idea, and I think First Mate Plucky Pops says we're going west, huh? What if I'm the captain and we all go west? What do we think of that, Captain?
Show of hands for going west? Huh, everyone raised their hands northward, so it looks like we're going north. Thank you so much.
They raised their hands, so I declare a mutiny on you.
Thumb War.
Guys,
it's time for Captain Gregory Engorged Thumb to show why he's captain.
You can't call in another captain. It has to be you.
Come on.
It has to be you.
But Philip Frailfingers has no place in a thumb war.
I don't care, Captain Frailfingers. Okay, you're up against Plucky Pops, and it's time for the thumb war. That's what the crew wanted, okay?
Okay, please excuse me, pardon me. Mm-hmm. Are we doing this standing or seated?
Let's do it laying down on our bellies facing each other, sleepover style.
Ooh.
Yeah. Kinky. So one arm has to remain at all times under your chin, propped up on the floor, and the other one's doing the thumb war.
Serendipity Jones, can you come here, please?
Mm-hmm.
Can you...
Sorry, it's so far away. Yes?
You are so breathy when you run, I swear. Can you ready the parrot to deliver a message?
Yes,
sir. Should I be defeated to stop this crow?
Sorry.
You have the littlest legs I've ever seen. Read back to me what the parrot message should say. And of course, by parrot message, I mean you just train the parrot to say a phrase.
Right. Hey.
A lot of small talk so far for a parrot message. This is dire.
What's up, bro? Can you...
Serendipity, please.
I was running and I got distracted.
Now, if there's... let me repeat myself. If there is a mutiny, which there is now, and this tomfoolish boy wins, then you should send the parrot.
I'm not doing a mutiny. He is.
Sorry, tomfool. If this plucky pop should win... the parrot should alert the armed forces to come and commandeer this ship. Because it'll be running rogue all over the seven seas.
No. That's bullshit. I want to do a parrot message as well.
There can be two.
Actually, can I book the parrot for a massage?
Let me check its calendar. Could you do 3:30 to 4:30 p.m.?
What, an hour? No, I need at least 90 minutes on a parrot massage.
And of course, PM means pirate's mate. We all agree on that. We all agree.
Yeah, everyone.
See,
the yars have it.
Yar.
Isn't that a dumbass riddle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
It is a dumbass. I'm glad you brought that up.
It's like if someone has a headache and they're like, I have such a bad headache. And then you like stab them in the foot, and you're like, not thinking about that headache anymore, are you? And they're like, well, now my foot's all fucked.
Yeah, my foot's all fucking stabbed at this point. Yeah, that's a pretty bad riddle.
The old me would have lashed out in a rage over that riddle, but the new me feels nothing. I've numbed myself.
Huh.
That's smart. Yeah.
And you've done that through Novocaine or?
Just general disassociation.
Uh-huh, perfect. That works as well.
Did someone call for a general?
No.
Oh, it's general disassociation. He's going to teach us to stare at walls.
Go All ahead, right, general. Troops, Charmander. Where am I?
Charmander? Oh, no. General,
did someone say
stroke.
Charmander? This is not a good podcast.
Commander Char. Let's get into another riddle here.
Please.
A newly married woman comes home unexpectedly early from work and is horrified and upset when she sees her husband in bed making love to another woman.
Tale as old as time.
Almost immediately, her anger abates and she realizes she shouldn't be upset. Why?
Hmm.
I think that this is like a car commercial and she's not upset because it's like she has this like snap, like envisioning her like packing up all of her stuff and suddenly she's in her Subaru and she's just driving on the open road and she's like, no, this is what my life would be like. And it's like Subaru. Sometimes, you know, no, Subaru. Oh, fuck it.
Subaru. Oh, fuck it.
I would love if it went Subaru. Sometimes. Wait, no.
No, no, not
Subaru.
That.
Something else. Fuck it.
Ford. Like a stone? Rock.
Rock.
I said rock.
Just use the second take.
That's all staying in. Ford, use the second take. I would also accept it if the husband looked at the camera and ate a Mentos and like held out the Mentos. Because that solves anything.
Yeah, it solves any problem. I've sent these to you before, but some of my favorite, because, you know, in the podcasting industry, we all read, you know, we do our little ad reads. I love it when someone accidentally leaves in an ad read of them just like reading the copy, but not cutting out them making fun of the copy.
It's brutal.
Oh, my God. It's my nightmare because I would hate for it to ever happen to us. But yes. When it happens to someone else, it is so funny to me.
There's also one that's, I believe, meant to be aired, which was Scott Aukerman. I won't say which ad, but it was him just dismantling the copy, and it was very funny.
Hey, I'll say this. Probably had to do a make good on that one.
But it was.
There are some things that the brands don't like, and one of the top ones is making fun of the copy.
I cried laughing listening to the ad, and it's the best ad read I've ever heard. I do want to see a scene. Mm-hmm. JPC, you are in studio, in booth, doing a voiceover or an ad read for Subaru cars.
Okay.
So you're the voiceover we hear for this 30-second Super Bowl ad commercial. Aaron, you are the voice director, so you're kind of managing things, and we're going to take a peek at that.
All right.
I think it's pretty straightforward, but if you have anything that you'd like me to try, I mean, please, I'm putty in your hands.
No, we are all set up on our end. I would say just you're a professional. We loved your audition. Just straight down the middle. Pretty standard. And I think we should be good. And action.
An eagle's body has 431 bones. Every single one of those bones is hard.
Sorry.
Yep.
Love the voice. Love the enthusiasm. Read the copy this time? Maybe we'll get an improv take later, but for now, I'd say read what is written.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. That's not a problem for me.
Great.
Sorry. An eagle's body has 431 bones. Each one of those bones equally hard to take out of an eagle's body while keeping the eagle alive. But there's one bone that you can rip out of an eagle without anybody ever knowing.
Sorry, did we send the wrong copy over to you?
I don't know.
Ours starts with, this Mother's Day, get mom what she really wants.
Is it a Mother's Day copy? Maybe I have the general copy. Would you mind? I see that you have it there. Would you mind?
I have it. I'll bring it in.
My God, I am so sorry. You can obviously see I'm not making it up. Here's what I have.
Yeah, it's written in crayon. The crayon that you're holding. Doesn't matter.
I guess it was given to me this way.
Sorry, Steven Subaru here. I in the booth, just kind of listening, just kind of stopping by today. How about we combine the two?
I'm not really comfortable. I'm sorry.
Action.
This Mother's Day, grab an eagle out of the sky. There's only 431 bones in one of those things, and each one of them is equally hard to take out without anybody noticing. But this Mother's Day, grab an eagle. Reach down into its gullet and pull out the one bone that causes it all to fall apart. And as you're taking that bone out of the eagle, don't let it cry, because it'll alert the other eagles. The Subaru Tribeca, $431 a month. No down payment required. Offer ends Mother's Day.
See, I think we got it.
How was that? Was that good?
$431 yeah. a month. You can, there's no option to buy it outright. You do have
I did not bring my reading glasses. I didn't bring my reading glasses. So I don't know if that's the exact script.
Delightful. Here's. Let's do something we haven't done in a little bit. Let's
just
see
skip the riddle.
Ba, 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 ba.
Yeah.
no, not were, the bad wait. News game. The dad blues. Shit, I said it.
Were we not in the middle? Were we not in the middle of a riddle?
I thought we solved it.
What was
did
it?
Did we solve it? Wait, did we see the riddle?
I don't think so. I think we got off on a tangent and we never solved this riddle.
I think I said let's do another riddle, and then I think we all went crazy. No, we didn't. No, sorry. We were in the middle of a riddle.
Yeah.
A newly married man comes home unexpectedly
yes, okay.
from work.
We barely got anywhere into that riddle before we went off on our own thing.
Okay. A newly married woman comes home unexpectedly early from work and is horrified and upset when she sees her husband in bed making love to another woman. Almost immediately, her anger abates and she realizes she shouldn't be upset. Why?
She married a cheater. She knew it. She knew what she was doing.
Always the cheater.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What do we think is going on here?
Oh, question.
He's yes. dead.
I think I might have this one.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Is her husband like a professional porn actor? And she like knows that this is his job, but maybe the set was flooded that day and he was like, audible, we can use my house?
No, that it, I like that answer a lot, but no, that is not correct.
Okay. Okay.
I also love the idea of like a porn set being flooded just for the specificity is outstanding.
It actually happens a lot more than you need to like to admit at all. Okay. Jeez. Shows what you know about the industry.
Jeez Louise. So what do we think is going on? Aaron, I loved your answer that he's dead because that's funny that he died during sex and then she's like, I'm not mad. He died.
Right.
He got his comeuppance. That is not correct either. But these are good answers. These are along the same track of the actual answer.
Is he fucking a clone of her? And she's like, I can't be mad because this is a clone.
This is the closest we've come to the correct answer yet. But take that and reverse
twin?
It.
Twin? Twin?
What?
Oh, so, it's not. It's her husband's twin.
It's her. It is her husband, but he's fucking her twin.
Why is she not mad?
No, I'm joking. The husband, her new husband has an identical twin brother. She wasn't exactly delighted that she wasn't exactly delighted that the couple decided to sneak in for a quickie in her home, but all was good, LOL.
And did it say her home or her bed?
It said her home.
Okay, her home.
And it then legit does say, but all was good, LOL. That's fun.
Here's the thing. I don't have a twin. And I never will. A hand of God.
You promise?
You can't be sneaking into your twin's house to fuck, because of course that's going to lead to problems where if you didn't have a twin, it wouldn't be a problem or as much of a problem.
Exactly.
I also think, probably this husband also doesn't have a twin, but he did one of those like Mrs. Doubtfire things where he disappeared for a while, came back in a different outfit.
Yes.
But it was the same outfit, same look. Sorry, how do I describe this?
No, this is smart. If you're a single guy out there, you got to be, or, you know, a single anybody out there, lay the groundwork for your lies. When you start dating someone, you got to tell them you're a twin.
Photoshop.
Don't ever let it come up. Yeah,
Photoshop
it.
Two of you, put it framed on your desk, and then just say, we can't stand each other. We're never around each other.
We're never around each other. He lives in San Diego. He lives on the other side of the world.
But he has a key to my house, so just so you know.
Yeah.
Can I say, when people get, like, frustrated with riddles... That gives riddles a bad name. Mm-hmm. It was his twin riddles is why people like us get pissed off by riddles.
Yeah.
Because the good ones are so good and that you actually have to think about it and they're clever. But that's so dumb.
Yeah.
A good riddle, you should be able to extrapolate the information based on the exact wording. This one is just like, haha, tricked you into a piece of information you didn't have and worded it to seem like it was the husband. Because it says her husband was having sex.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So I but because that's her perspective, I'd like to combine this riddle with the previous riddle. And it's like, a man on a ship drills a bunch of holes into the bottom of the ship. Why do you do it? And it's like, well, because he's a twin. End of riddle. Like, that's it. Twins are crazy, man. You ever been a twin? They're crazy.
They're bonkers. Let's do, speaking of twins, let's Twix on over to a segment we haven't done in a little while. We have a brand new, I want to say, voicemail theme. JPC, is that right?
Yeah, this is a theme that was submitted by James. You can also find James at their artist page on Spotify, The Consequences of Our Own Actions. Okay.
I can't tell if they cursed or if that was the beep. That was fucking extraordinary. That was fantastic.
That was awesome. Wow.
Yeah, if you want to submit a voicemail theme, please put that in a WAV file and send it over to hrrpodcast@gmail.com.
James, I want to commission you to write a love song for Gemma in that exact genre. So please reach
so
out to
funny.
Me. You can, all, of course, always call us for a voicemail theme or just a voicemail asking us a question at 805-RIDDLE-1. That number again is 805-RIDDLE-1. And of course, very quickly, you can also send us mail to 6351 West Montrose Avenue, number 267, Chicago, Illinois, 60634. Casey, we do have a voicemail pulled up. Do you mind go ahead and playing that voicemail?
Hey, guys. My name is Morgan. I just finished my first day in class as a junior in college. I'm turning 20 next week, which is really exciting. I was hearing all your stories on the pod, and I was wondering if you could give me some advice as I enter the next decade of my life. But yeah, I love the show, and I'm Aaron's number one fan. Bye.
Wow.
Ooh, Aaron, I think since that's your number one fan, I think JPC should answer this.
Yeah, for sure.
I also will say, I think that Morgan sent that quite a while ago, so happy belated 20th birthday, Morgan. You're almost certainly already 20. The next decade. I mean, we've all gone through that decade.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, do you have any thoughts, ideas?
I have lots of thoughts, but my major one is that it's such a long decade, and 20 is not going to feel anything like 23, and 23 is going to feel so far away from 26. So, like, don't focus on making choices that you think are going to set you up well for like 29, because so much can change and you can experience so much and have so many different lives and travel experiences and move to so many different cities across your 20s. And it really, there aren't any huge adult consequences to what you do. So just take risks and have fun and follow your gut. I was so, so depressed when I was 20. I'd say that's like the saddest I've ever been in my life. And I was like, well, that's what my 20s are going to be. I thought they were going to be super glamorous and great. But like, just if you're in a bad spot right now, just give it time. It will work itself out. It'll get better.
Love that. JPC, any advice?
I think one of my big pieces of advice, especially when you're 20, you said you're a junior in college. So you're kind of transitioning. You're going to be transitioning from college to like you know, your adult life. Take some time to consider what your like style should be and experiment with that. One of the things for me that was a big wake-up call for me was when I started purchasing clothes that fit my body instead of buying clothes that were just like cartoonishly too big or too small and being like, I could just use a belt on this. Like you can think about things with a little more, I don't know, like plan them out and think like, hey, I want to maybe see if this is my style or I want to try this as my style. I do think that it can do a lot just in general for what your personality shapes up to be.
Love that. And my advice would be in your 20s, I believe, be social, make friends, continue to foster the relationships with people you already have. But I would say,
because that shit ends when you're 30.
That shit ends.
You are not meeting new people.
Jesus was 33 and only had like what, 9 apostles?
I will start screaming on the top of my lungs if someone makes me make a new friend. I will. No, thank you.
There's no room. But I would say, instead of just constant, because I know in my 20s I was a very social creature, and I would just be like, I just want to hang out with my friends and do stuff and have people over and go on adventures. Please do that. But also, I would say spend your 20s whenever you can, maybe set a goal for a few a year learn new skills. Spend a year in your 20s learning to cook. Spend a year in your 20s learning to create, be a creative writer or play an instrument or what, learn a language. Whatever you want to do, I wish if I could turn back time, I would spend so much of my 20s and my 30s learning new skill sets that I wish I had in my older age. So I would say learn new skills.
We all wish we could do the splits and we never will.
Whatever. Whatever. This advice doesn't come from me, but it's something a friend said to me recently, that the advice that she gives 20 people in their 20s is grad school is not the answer to everything. Even if you're stuck or feeling depressed, you don't have to go to grad school. Take a deep breath, move to a different city for a summer. You don't always have to go to grad school. So I'm just passing along that information.
Aaron, considering who our listeners are you sure you want to be coming out as anti-grad school?
And I know that you're all in grad school, but let's all be honest. Why did you go?
Just took a huge hit to our bottom line with that
one. Grad school is sometimes the answer, but it's not always the answer.
Morgan, thank you so much for the voicemail. Everyone else,
Morgan, drink water. Drink a bunch of water. That's all you got to do. Love you.
Well, now she's drowned.
No.
Again, you can call us at 805-RIDDLE-1. Thank you so much, Morgan. Thank you so much, James, for the theme. That was fantastic. And thank you, Aaron, JPC, and Casey for playing those audio messages. Is there anything, Aaron, as your number one fan, sorry, as your number two fan, is there anything?
Sorry, as not a fan of yours.
Not a fan at all. Sorry, I don't know who you are.
Is there anything you'd like to plug?
I would like to plug Hello from the Magic Tavern. They're really on one lately. It's a great podcast. I just saw their live show. I'm a big fan of all three of them. And I think that if you haven't listened for a while or don't listen, you should start. Also, Sitcom D&D is coming back soon on Valentine's Day. And while you're at it, check out Bill Buds, a couple of fun buds talking about music. And those are my plugs. Adel, anything to plug?
Very nice. Aaron, while I will say, really loved your plugs there. I thought that was very sweet and very generous and kind of you. I selflessly want to plug our fans that we met after the live show for both Hello from the Magic Tavern and Hey Riddle Riddle. It's the people. Aaron, you mentioned the podcast. I want to mention the people.
Sure.
I think that's really cool of me. All of our fans are very nice and wonderful. The ones who are nice and wonderful are, but the rest of them suck. But thank you for so much to everyone who listens. Check out our Patreon. We have a lot of cool Patreon stuff coming out. As JPC alluded to earlier, we do have some British surprises coming your way on the Patreon.
Wow.
We have some British surprises.
BS stands for British Surprises.
Sure.
And JPC, do you have any reviews to read?
Yeah, I have one. It's a brief one. So first, a quick plug. I would like to give a quick plug to a podcast I've really been enjoying called Knowledge Fight. It's another Chicago-based podcast, which there aren't many of them. And I got to say, they got the second best theme song in all of podcasting. So second best. And I'm counting, obviously, Magic Tavern's theme is the best. I mean, it's a classic. This review comes courtesy of probably iTunes. I think it's where I pulled it from. If you want to leave, get your review featured on an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle, just go to Apple iTunes, wherever you leave reviews, give us 5 stars, and I might read your review today. I'm reading one from Scam Likely. Scam Likely says, "More Puzzle Bot. More Puzzle Bot, please." So, that's not the character's name. No, Puzzle Bot. They said Puzzle Bot.
Huh.
Adel and I and Sean were doing a bit all weekend where we would start Jay Leno impressions and then get self-conscious and bail really quickly.
Aaron, can you give us a taste of it?
Can you give us a taste of it?
Why don't you give us a taste of it, and then I'll do my outro part in the same vein.
Great. No, stupid.
Bye forever. No, never mind.
Yeah, Jupiter. No.
I would just sound like 3 Joe Pesci's at this point.
Hello.
Crazy for this one, Jay. This is crazy.
And John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey, there, Bangers and Mash. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We are joined by our friend Ethan Lawrence to go over some Cockney rhyming slang games. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes, for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.